Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Glenn Harness with Health and Wellness. Here's Kimberly Tramator, health educator at Health Plus, with today's guest.
And I'm here with Lori Cowan. She's the group fitness coordinator for Health Plus, and she recently presented Ease Your Spirit, Mind, and Body with Yoga. So welcome, Lori.
Thank you.
What exactly is yoga?
Well, the word yoga means union in Sanskrit, which is the language of ancient India, where yoga originated. But basically, yoga, a lot of people in the West think of it as asana. Some people use that word interchangeably. In our society in the West, yoga is a practice where you do different exercises, and they were mainly used for flexibility. It's a class where you spend normally an hour of doing asanas, doing different poses that will strengthen and cause you to stretch most of your muscles.
And what are some of the different styles of yoga? I know there's several different styles.
Well, there are a lot of different styles of yoga. Basically, I would like to touch on a few that we teach here at Health Plus. The most common practice is called Hatha yoga, which is basically what you're probably going to see in the majority of your yoga classes. It's just basic stretching and flexibility type exercises. At Health Plus, we offer Hatha yoga and Yusara yoga. And Yusara means flowing with grace, flowing with nature, and following your heart. We have one instructor that teaches that form of yoga. Her name is Laura. And Yusara has grown remarkably, and they think that the growth is due largely in part to their uplifting philosophy. And it is individualized, so every instructor won't be the same. And it incorporates Hatha yoga, so it's real similar to Hatha yoga, but just has an uplifting spirit about it. Another form of yoga that we offer at Health Plus is Iyengar yoga, and that yoga is offered on Saturday mornings. Iyengar yoga basically uses all kinds of props such as blocks, straps, blankets, and they're very focused on form, and she gives a lot of good cues to watch your form and help you have good alignment.
Great. So what are some of the benefits of practicing yoga?
One of them, which most people know, is increasing your flexibility. And flexibility is one of the many things you want to get out of your workout. You want to have strength, cardio, and flexibility. So that's one of the components of being fit.
So what about stress management? Could that help? Could yoga help
improve your stress? That's one of the things. A lot of people just practice yoga just for that benefit of relieving stress, especially after a day at work. You might be stressed out, and it's a good way to end your day and relieve your stress, get your mind off of work. I teach yoga, and my students come to me with all kinds of things that it's helped. Anything that ails you, yoga could probably help you benefit from it, get over certain muscular pains or discomfort, and it helps with longevity of life because it keeps you moving.
What do you recommend for first-timers, so someone who's never practiced yoga?
Well, as far as classes at Health Plus, we have classes that we title gentle yoga, and that would always be what I would recommend for people that are just starting yoga. But around town, you know, you would just ask for a beginner level class. A lot of the studios, they label their classes beginner level, and they would always have you start with that type of class.
Where can people learn more about the classes at Health Plus for the yoga classes?
Well, we have our schedule online at our Health Plus website, and you just need to click on the group fitness link and it'll show you the schedule. Just to give you a summary of the classes that we offer at Health Plus, we have lunchtime classes on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and we have evening classes on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And then on Saturday, we offer a class on Saturday morning. So there's a variety of times that we offer yoga at Health Plus.
Do people need to bring anything with them, or should they just show up?
Well, you don't need to bring anything with you, but a lot of people do prefer to bring their own mat. But we have all the props and everything that they would need.
Thank you, Lori, and hopefully we'll get some new folks to come out to join our yoga classes.
Great, you're welcome.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments or story suggestions, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu or visit our website, www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu, and click on the podcast link.